difference can be.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here, ready to go. He's one of the talk media's most sought-after spokespersons for heart disease and heart problems because he is a cardiologist. But he's here with so much other expertise. That's why he's here on the Good Day Weekend program to take your calls at 888-553-7536. As we get back to the news of the weekend, oftentimes we are talking about Ken's specialty, which is the heart risk. There's a new guideline out this week for women's heart risk, heart health. Ken, I wonder if you'd go over that for all the ladies and those interested so they can understand what they will know now that they might not have known before.
Yes, this is breaking news. This is out of the American Heart Association. It really has some credibility. The American Heart Association this week added some risk factors for women for heart disease, and they're calling them new guidelines on women's heart risk. Women who have been diagnosed with preeclampsia, this is pregnancy-induced high blood pressure, Doug, or diabetes during pregnancy, are now considered at risk for a heart attack or stroke going forward. And these, again, are the new updated guidelines from the American Heart Association. So this goes along with smoking, blood pressure, cholesterol, sugar, the usual things, obesity, inactivity. And we're going to talk about the states which are least active because Doug wants to really dig it into me here in the South. But women, if you are trying to get your number one risk to good health under control, 1 in 30 of you will die from breast cancer. It's horrible, but 1 in 3 of you will die from heart disease. Last year, more women died from heart disease than men. It's a big woman's problem. Get your risk factors under control. 80% of heart disease is preventable. This is how you do it, but there's a couple of new ones. If you had high sugar or high blood pressure only around pregnancy, this is a risk factor. It puts you at extra risk. Talk to your doctor about making sure your circulation to your heart is under good control.
888-553-7536. I want to welcome all the folks listening to News Talker KSRO on the West Coast, Santa Rosa, California. There are lots of people with good genes.
What a beautiful part of the world.
It really is. And one of you just made mention the CDC map, the study of inactivity around our country. The states that are most active have the people with the best health: California, Colorado, Hawaii, Minnesota, Oregon, Vermont, Washington. The state where people are least likely to be physically active: Alabama, Kentucky, Louisiana, Mississippi, Oklahoma, Tennessee, are where the sickest people are. Duh. The two are connected, are they not?
Absolutely. There's so much you can do to take your own good health in your own hands. And, you know, we talk about it over and over about getting into an exercise program when the doctor says it's okay and going along with your diet. This is so important.
It sure is. 888-553-7536. We also have been talking about Serena Branson, the young lady that is the reporter in Los Angeles, had a speech problem at the Grammys. A lot of people have called with questions about migraines. You're welcome to do that as well. As we move into Zach's problem from Utica, New York, he's on now with Dr. Ken. Yes, Zach, please go ahead.
Yes, hey, I have shoulder impingement syndrome. So I'm just wondering, I've seen on the Internet where you can buy these shoulder wraps and along with some electronic stimulation that can help you avoid having surgery. Is that something that's actually reasonable?
Well, did you have a rotator cuff tear?
Well, no, I have an inflammation of the tendons, is what he said, and then it rubs on the bones, and then when I, you know, rotate my shoulder, it pinches it, keeps them inflamed. I had that same problem with my left shoulder, and I actually had surgery a number of years ago.
Uh-huh.
So the surgeon said, he says, well, he says, you know, you want absolution. He says it's down the road on the corner. He says, I can either take naproxen, get a shot, or have surgery.
Do you know what stage you have, Zach, 1, 2, or 3?
That I don't know. He didn't say that.
Okay, because that would give me an idea about how advanced this is.
Well, I've probably been having the pain now a couple of years. You know, and I've been dealing with it. It's not severe enough to the point where I had, you know, where to have surgery. Whereas my last one, my other shoulder, the pain was really bad.
Have you been working with it?
Probably a one.
Are you working with a physical therapist?
Not for that, no. He didn't send me to it. The surgeon didn't send me to it. He gave me a shot, and I assume it was probably cortisone, and that was back in January. And then I was at the gym, you know, trying to work out, and I think I, you know, did reverse damage to get the shot.
Right. The usual treatment for this is non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, you know, the Motrin, the Aleves of the world, the ice treatments, and it's often... it's not put in a sling because you can get what's called adhesive capsulitis from immobilization of this thing.
Yeah, exactly.
And so that's what you want to avoid. What kind of doctor did you see? Because I want to make sure you have the right diagnosis, because often this can present as other things. You know, you can have impingement. You can have a rotator cuff tear. You can have a tendon, a biceps tendon rupture. There can be some inflammation in there. There can also be septic arthritis or rheumatoid arthritis is a problem. So the important thing is getting this thing diagnosed properly.
Yeah, he was a shoulder specialist. My primary care doctor years ago has actually sent me to him because they had diagnosed my other shoulder as having arthritis. As a matter of fact, I actually was seeing an arthritis specialist. And then this fella, you know, took x-rays. I guess he took x-rays. And when he looked, he was the first person that could tell me what was wrong with my arm in 7 years of pain.
And he felt that you did not need an operation, correct?
At this point, yes.
Okay, great. And he gave you an injection, which is the usual initial treatment.
Yes.
And it lasts
3 to 6 months, maybe.
Okay, and what's the plan? He wants to follow you back and see how you do?
Yes.
Okay. I would just go with this plan initially. I think that sounds like a very reasonable plan.
Because, you know, you see these things all the time when you research stuff on the Internet. You know, these things trying to sell you products, and you just wonder if any of those things ever work.
Don't pull your own teeth.
All right, sir. Thank you, Zach. 888-553-7536. You realize you're funny. You don't realize you're funny. Like people say, I'm funny. I don't think I'm funny. I don't try to be funny necessarily. I think we all have little quirks about us that some people find amusing. I don't go out of my way to try to be funny. But I think that you also don't go out of your way, but you are. And some of the things you come up with... amuse me, at least. Anyway, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, don't pull your own teeth. There's a video, as a matter of fact, that I'm trying to get put up on DougStefan.com. It shows this probably 7-year-old kid. He's got a string tied around his tooth. Look for it this week someday, Ken. I'm going to put it up there. Has a string tied around his tooth that's obviously ready to come out.
I will look.
And the string is tied to a little rocket that kids play with. So his father's there obviously taking the video and telling the kid to hold on. He's got the operator right in his hand. He says, push this button, and this button. So the kid does it, and all of a sudden the rocket takes off, and the string pulls his tooth out. And the kid's expression is one of the most cherished expressions I have ever seen on a kid. It is absolutely hilarious. So we'll the beauty of technology is that we'll... I have that up there. I don't have it there now. I don't think Ken Kessler, who does that sort of thing for me at DougStefan.com, has got it up there yet, but it is priceless. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who is priceless himself, is here at 888-553-7536. Let me spend a moment with Dr. Ken talking about your looks. How are your eyes? How's your chin? How is your the spots that are around your mouth? That have unfortunately come from your smoking. You stop smoking, but the stuff is still there. So how do you bring back the skin? One of the things, well, you got to protect yourself, first of all. That's what Tautinol is all about, Tautinol. I think, isn't that how you spell it? You're the better speller here this morning.
I think it's Tautinol.
There it is. Okay. So Tautinol is the product from New Vitality that you put on your face in the daytime that protects you from the vagaries of the sun, the wind, the things that are natural that you encounter if you have an active outdoor life. So you put the Tylenol on, protects you during the daytime, then you wash your face at night, you get ready to go to bed. You put on night skin, which will help feed and moisturize your skin while you are asleep. It's rejuvenation. It's kind of like the things that you take if you do a lot of exercising. There are certain things you ought to take before you go to bed that help rebuild your body. Well, that's what this does. It rebuilds your face, Ken, does it not?
Absolutely. It gives you what your skin is craving, the natural ingredients, Matrixyl 3000. Your skin just doesn't have enough of it, but that's what it uses to naturally heal itself. This was developed by a plastic surgeon. You'll get your money back if you don't see results in a couple of months. You should get nice healing. You should get nice removal of those deep wrinkles that just aren't any need for them. And the guys, don't be embarrassed about this. There's no reason why you have to look old.
I'm always putting this stuff on.
Absolutely.
Dr. Arthur Perry is the man that Ken's talking about. He's a surgeon, but he found that his patients didn't need, this is something to behold, a doctor didn't want to perform operations. A board-certified plastic surgeon studied at Harvard and Cornell, the University of Chicago. He formulated this amazing product called Night Skin that Ken's talking about. It serves as an alternative to all those harsh cosmetic products, expensive, ineffective, no good, forget about them. Call this number right now, 800-607-7078. You get a bottle free, a full 30-day supply, and free vitamin E cream. Just pay shipping and handling, 800-607-7078, and ask them about Tylenol, the daytime answer to protecting your skin. Some good deals on that as well. So make yourself look better and feel better, because you do feel better when you look better. 800-607-7078 for Tylenol and for Night Skin. Free bottle, 800-607-7078.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know. Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Can you get long-lasting pain relief without taking pills all day?
Yes, with Thermacare heat wraps.
I was surprised. I got real relief without pills.
I could actually feel the real heat of Thermacare relax and unlock my tight muscles.
Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol.
No pills, no pain, just relief.
Try Thermacare heat wraps. Go to Thermacare.com for a $3 off coupon now. Use as directed.
Shadows start to fade as the light slips through the shade. Another morning sneaking in without a sound. Rich aroma fills the air, and really nothing can compare to that first cup of Folgers going down. The best part of waking up, Folgers in your car.
At Better Oats Oatmeal, we asked ourselves, how can we make the world better? Sky bikes that run on hydrogen? The world's biggest snow cone? Or we could just offer the world better oatmeal. So we got to work. We made instant oatmeal infinitely more awesome. Say hello to Better Oats brand oatmeal with 100% whole grain oats plus real fruit and flax. It's hearty, tasty, and comes in 28 varieties like dark chocolate and chai spiced. It's simply better, and we guarantee it. If you don't think so, we'll give you your money back. Go to BetterOats.com for more information and to find a store near you.
888-553-7536. Pursue your health and well-being. Got a question? We're going to talk about Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, and dementia in a few minutes here in the Good Day Weekend program as we help you stay healthy. 21 after the hour.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Now 23 after the hour. Good day, weekend. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, 888-553-7536. Margie in Washington, listening to the Big Talker 1580. Yes, ma'am, you're on with Dr. Ken.
Good morning. I'm calling about my 85-year-old mother who has uncontrollable high blood pressure. She's currently taking lisinopril, Coreg CR, Nifedipine, Lasix, and two baby aspirin a day. And her blood pressure is all over the place, usually very high. She's in the military medical care system, and the doctors change constantly. And her last doctor said, well, older people do better with high blood pressure, which I never heard of in my entire life.
There's government health care for you.
That's about it.
Older people do better with high blood pressure?
Yes, and her blood pressure is sometimes 190. Last night when she went to bed, it was 190 over 98.
Well,
and that
maybe went to
me.
I know this person went to medical school in Iran.
I was scared. So I want to know what kind of doctor I take her to, and what do I insist upon what they do for her?
Margie, you're a good daughter. I hope that doctor was not saying what it sounded like. Sometimes they do better if you don't drop it abruptly. I hope that's what he meant. But this thing that you want to keep it high because you're older, that's a scary thought.
One of their lines also is, well, you're 85. What do you expect? We get that all the time.
Oh, that's horrible.
Too, so, yes.
You know,
so
Doug was in my office.
Out of that system.
I have a clinic full of 90-year-olds. I saw a 96-year-old woman just yesterday. Her mind worked as well as any of ours right here.
Yeah, so, my mother's mentally, she's very sharp. So
right,
I said I was going to take her to a geriatric specialist, and she said, no, they want to talk about dying. I want to talk about living.
Exactly.
So,
well, you want to start with, does she have a good internist?
No, this is what we get at the military healthcare. You go to an internist, and they treat you. They don't send you to a specialist. So I want to take her to somebody who can help her.
I asked you that question, so, and I guess you answered it. So her only choice are these military doctors, which often are good, but I guess she doesn't have any other choice for private physicians?
Right. Well, she has Medicare, so I'm going to take
her
out of that system and take her to somebody who can help her.
Exactly. That's where I was headed. I want you to go and get a private internist to start in Medicare who can complement her military system.
Okay.
And start off with an internist. They may refer you to a cardiologist.
Okay.
Because she is, in fact, on four different classes of medications. Is her blood pressure ever under 140?
Sometimes. We had a period of time where it would be in the 110s, 120s.
Okay.
and then it would just spike right back up again.
While you're waiting for your appointment with your internist, what I want you to do is I want you to get an upper arm automated home blood pressure monitor.
We have that. She does it twice a day.
Does she sit for 15 minutes and relax before she presses the button?
I'm not sure about that.
Okay,
so I'll make sure
key.
That happens.
That is key, Margie, because you have to control for mental and physical stress.
Okay.
And do that so you get her baseline.
Okay.
And do it morning and evening like you're doing, because it does fluctuate because of hormones in the body. And then have those numbers ready for the doctor.
Mm-hmm.
If it's still above 140 over 90 when you rest, my next step here would be to look at her renal arteries. Especially in this age group, the circulation to the kidneys, 7% of high blood pressure is due to blockages in the circulation to the kidneys, the renal arteries. And you can take 10 medicines for your blood pressure, and if you don't have an open kidney artery, your blood pressure is still going to be very high.
Okay, now I did take her to – she has various wounds on her legs, and she needs treatment at a wound center. And they referred her to a – doctor that took tests on her arteries and her legs, and they found that she has moderate calcified arteriosclerotic.
Yes, that just raises my concern. She has peripheral vascular disease.
Okay.
And the renal arteries are part of that system, a little bit higher up.
Yeah, he did a blood work for BMP, and we haven't got the results from that back, but he said based on those results, he might be able to treat her for the vascular disease. BMP, I don't know what that means. That was on the blood work.
Is the middle letter a Nancy or Mary?
Mary.
BMP is just your is a Chem-7.
Oh, he said it had something to do with her kidneys, testing the arteries in her kidneys. So
a BMP is, you know, checks a standard blood test, the minerals in your sugar and your kidney function.
Okay.
All right, ma'am. Thank you. 888-553-7536. More medical news. A lot of it happening this week. Check out the newsletter. You can sign up for it. Ken's newsletter at drkenshow.com. You can send email, as a matter of fact. If you have questions, you can't get on the phone, you send an email to drken at drkenshow.com or to me, Doug, at dougsteffen.com.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrin Nasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do mimes make even less sense when you can't see them?
The mime is stuck inside a giant invisible box. Now he's drawing an imaginary door. And now he's opening his imaginary door. And the imaginary door just shut on his fingers. Now he's doing an imaginary cry.
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
The five main steps to great health are detoxification, an alkaline pH, elimination of infections, optimal hormone levels, and renutrification. When all these factors are brought into play, then your body is supported to create radiant health. Of all the nutrients needed by the body, protein plays a dominant role. The type, quality, and digestibility of that protein plays a key role in how good you feel on a day-to-day basis. Of all the proteins that nature offers, one is the most digestible and offers the most benefits for the most people. It is unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. It is easily digested and comes in three delicious flavors. Whether you want better energy, better blood sugar, more endurance, or clearer thinking, One World Whey is a must for you to try. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Directed.
Folks listening to WOBX in Monteo, North Carolina, Ken.
Hello, North Carolina.
Into the weekend programming that is featuring Dr. Ken Kronhaus, medical expert for the Good Day program here every weekend for 2 hours. Help yourself to our lines at 888-553-7536. As we go back to your calls, Maureen, you're on the air now with Dr. Ken. Hello.
Hi, Dr. Ken. I've got 61 years behind me of migraines, massive migraines.
Bless your heart.
And have gone through, I think it all started with a skull fracture. But we're talking the dark ages here. You know, there wasn't much done, there wasn't much testing, et cetera. All I know was I lost a week of my life I have no recollection of as a kid. And then they started. But the thing that turns, Well, I've had enough time to try everything.
Are you hooked on pain medication?
Not hooked, no. If I don't need one, geez.
Good, great. Because I've seen too many people like yourself not getting the right therapy and just on long-term chronic addicted pain medicine. Great. That's a good thing.
Well, I've pretty much given myself up to just trying to deal. I put too much of my life into thought. It's just been too much. There's no quality of life, you know.
Exactly. I hear so much suffering in your voice, and I don't know why you have to suffer, because 60 years ago, this was torture. But today, most people can be helped. How frequent do you have your episodes?
They go in long spans of time, like weeks, and then maybe I'll have two weeks. Without them, and then they'll go for weeks again.
Well,
the only thing I've ever found that are real triggers are forced air heat, carpeting, as opposed to old-fashioned wool rugs, or radiator heat is fine, but when it's forced air heat or too much heat, where you're breathing too much hot air, such as in modern vehicles where it blows in your face and you just can't seem to get it away from the upper portion. And being in a hospital is an absolute killer.
Maureen, let me just reassure you, you're not crazy. These are true triggers. These are common triggers. Many people quietly suffer like you do with the same triggers. And you need to be on what we call preventive medicines.
I've been there, doctor.
Have you been to somebody recently? Because 10 years ago we had, or 20 years ago we had just beta blockers, but today we've got a long list of different families of medicines that we had that weren't even thought of.
If it's got anything to do with antidepressants, never again.
Okay, well, that is another category. Have you been on Neurontin or Depakote or Topamax?
Topamax, yes. Can't tolerate almost anything, so it's real hard.
Cipro-heptadine is another new class of drug. Even Botox is now being used.
Botox, yeah, I would love it. At least I try, you know.
For preventive therapy. Well, you're located...
Wisconsin.
In Wisconsin. Where's the nearest university medical center?
Not really.
Is there a neurology specialist near you who specializes in migraine headaches?
Frankly, I don't know, and I've asked.
Do a little detective work.
Okay.
You may have some family who can help you here. I'm sure that there's a lot of very good big medical centers in Wisconsin. And I'm sure with a little detective work, if somebody's a little computer savvy, they could find some of the specialists in migraine headaches. You need a neurologist, but not only a neurologist who does general neurology, but who specializes in headaches.
That's the story. 888-553-7536. A lot of discussion because of the TV reporter having a speech problem after the Grammys last weekend. Kim is up next. Yes, sir. You're on with Dr. Ken.
Morning, Doug. Good morning, Dr. Ken.
Hi, Kim.
I'll get right to it. My brother-in-law is 59 years old. He has intrahypocranial tension, which is leaking fluid around the brain. He also has hematomas, which they don't know where those came from. And right now they have drain tubes in each side of his brain. That is helping his symptoms, which were he had shaking tremors in the hand. He had horrible headaches. And they just put, instead of injecting radioactive dye into his spine to put another hole in there, they actually injected it into the drain tubes. And so far, they have not found the leak. They've done MRIs. They've done MR or MARs, or they've done CAT scans. They've done all these different tests. And they haven't found the leak. That's the big thing, is to find that leak in the spinal column. He's in the eighth top neurological hospital at St. Joe's in Phoenix, and he's working with a good neurosurgeon. But if there's any other suggestions for finding the leak in the spinal column.
Well, cerebrospinal fluid leak sometimes can be a very challenging problem. Often we have no idea what's causing them. Does he have an identifiable cause? Sometimes there can be some connective tissue problems. Sometimes you can have spinal drainage issues. Lumbar disc herniation can cause this. A degenerative spinal disc disease can cause this. But usually we can't identify a cause, and I bet that's what the problem is here. They don't know why it has happened or where it's coming from.
No, they don't know why or where. They don't. I mean, this just came on.
Okay.
He has had very bad sinus issues prior to that. I don't know. We thought, could he be leaking sinus or spinal fluid through his sinuses? But they haven't found where it's coming.
Where he is, do they have the latest technology? There's a computed tomography, myelograms. There's MRIs and MRAs. It sounds like he had a magnetic resonance angiogram, the MRA. Do they also have the latest in CT technology?
I'm guessing they do, doctor. With it being a top eight, you know, neurological center hospital, I'm guessing they do. I don't know for a fact.
Uh-huh. What makes you say it's a top neurologic center?
Well, my sister-in-law looked it up on the Internet, and it said that St. Joe's was the eighth top neurological hospital in the country.
Does he have a neurologist there besides a neurosurgeon?
Well, for a while there, because he ended up getting pneumonia, too, that they had a pulmonologist, they had the They had a neurologist. They had a infectious disease doctor. They had...
Kim, it sounds like a rather complicated case. You need to ask his nurse to simplify this for you. There's one person called the attending. The attending doctor in intensive care will be the person supervising all these different specialists and coordinating the care. You need to have a heart-to-heart, a face-to-face with the attending, and ask the attending, what's going on? What's the plan? Do you know what's wrong with my brother-in-law? And you sound like a guy who can take the temperature of this attending doctor and know whether you're getting a straight answer. If they're confused, you want to transfer him to even a more higher level care center, and you may need to find a center that's even higher level of care than where you are. But if they know where they're headed, then you don't need to do that. I think you need to communicate directly to the attending and find out if they know what's going on.
Yeah, she did. My sister-in-law did take him to the Mayo there, and they concurred with the diagnosis of the cranial issue.
You know what? I'm gonna make a suggestion here, sure, because we're gonna go around in circles all day. There's a new outfit in Denver called CeraScan, CeraScan. And as the name would indicate, they do specialty observations. The examination I had 2 weeks ago of my brain, you can get this done there. This is a new procedure. It's extraordinarily effective for looking at things like your, whatever it is that your problem is there with your brother-in-law, checking for Alzheimer's and dementia, Parkinson's, that sort of thing. So that may be, if you go to the web, go to their website, you can find out how to contact them. But that's what I would suggest, Ken, after I told you about this place, maybe this is the way for him to find out what the
can
problem is.
Can they handle acutely ill patients?
They might be able to, but I think, you know, they've handled a lot of people who have a lot of problems there. Maybe this is a way for them to at least get answers to the question. The thing to do would be to ask and see if you can come up with something. Again, online, CeraScan, CeraScan. All right, sir? Best of luck to you. 888-553-7536. Ken, let me spend a minute on that. For those of you who didn't hear me talking about this, I've had a lot to say about my own experience a couple of weeks ago getting my everybody gets a big chuckle out of me getting my head examined. But the results came in yesterday. I have not had a chance to go over them with the doctor yet. But the reason you would have this exam would be to find out if you had the propensity, the inclination, or the indication for dementia, Alzheimer's. They're even working with Parkinson's folks. You get the test. You understand your brain. I mean, I'd found out so much stuff when I went there. As a matter of fact, I'm off on a today at my college, my alma mater, Heidelberg University in Tiffin. One of the things I'm going to talk about is our football program and how dangerous it is to have children in these pursuits, whether it's football or soccer or wrestling or boxing, these things. If you see the damage that's done to students or to adults, anybody at any age pursuing these things, you would not ever let your child get involved in these sports, these athletic pursuits. And I have said on the air that I think it's irresponsible for parents to allow their children. When you see what goes on, your brain is like jelly. I don't know. I didn't know that before. You, Ken, you probably did. I didn't realize your brain was that loose. You know, you look at the picture and you think, okay, it's tight matter, but it isn't. And so it sloshes around inside your brain, and you get a concussion or two.
Inside the skull.
Yeah, I mean, sorry, inside the skull. You really are leaving yourself open for really serious repercussions later in life. And not only that, but then they're interested in finding out if you have in your family Alzheimer's or you have dementia or something like that. You want to find out way in advance whether it's something that may bother you. That's what I kind of wanted to find out. If I have the... if there's an indication in my brain that I might get it at some point, you can take preventative steps to keep yourself from getting it. So this is a wonderful, great, in my estimation, breakthrough in trying to figure out how your brain works. And maybe this, it may or may not be the right solution for that fellow, but I think it's worth at least a call, don't you, under the circumstances?
I'd make a call, and I would do what I mentioned, just talking to the attending and finding out where are we.
Yeah. All right, here's, by the way, speaking of Alzheimer's, there's some news this week about what happens if you speak more than one language in terms of your maybe or maybe not getting Alzheimer's. This was pretty fascinating.
This is a very interesting study. This is out of the annual meeting of the American Association for the Advancement of Science. This is the real thing. We learned that mastering a second language can pump up your brain in ways that seem to delay getting Alzheimer's disease later on, Doug. While the new research focuses mostly on the truly long-term bilingual, even people who tackle a new language later in life stand to gain. So it's never too late to lower the risk of Alzheimer's disease just learning that second tongue.
And news about dementia and whether hearing aids, wearing a hearing aids, a pair of hearing aids could delay the onset of dementia?
This is encouraging information also. It seems that lack of hearing can bring on dementia earlier in life. This is out of the Archives of Neurology this week. And the hope is that by adding hearing aids, this can delay the onset of dementia.
And also for those who are trying to prevent Parkinson's, pretty easy, pretty sweet way to protect yourself against Parkinson's.
I am going to lower my risk of Parkinson's right after the show, because out of the American Academy of Neurology, we learned that people who eat foods rich in antioxidants called flavonoids, especially berries, may be protecting themselves from developing Parkinson's disease. However, not all flavonoids, Doug, are created equally. Only those that have these anthocyanins that are found in berries and other red purplish fruits that you love and vegetables can protect us from Parkinson's. The good news is it works in both men and women.
So blueberries, blackberries,
exactly.
Raspberries, things like that. Super duper. 888-553-7536. Speaking of berries, that's a good way to get onto a more slimming routine. Eating berries and that sort of thing, lots of fruits, a good way to lose weight. And that's part of the routine. They set out at MetaFast 5 meals, small meals a day that you can eat, and then you have one regular meal. But berries would be a good supplement, would it not, for using a MetaFast?
Fantastic.
MetaFast is one of those things that you find once in a lifetime, something that really works the way you hear the advertisers say it works. MetaFast, Ken says, works the way they say it will work. So you could lose up to 20 pounds the first month you were on MetaFast. That's why Ken recommends it, like 20,000 other doctors. That's the name MetaFast because of the medical connection.
This is the real thing. It's not hype. It's safe. It's a healthy way to lose weight. It's a lifestyle. You can live with this. You can go out. You can avoid the havoc of medications for life or blood pressure, cholesterol, and sugar. This is the way to lose the weight, keep it off, and maintain a healthy lifestyle.
MetaFast, the approach to weight loss developed, used, and recommended by doctors, 20,000 of them. It's simple, nutritious, satisfying, and supported by their staff. Here's what you do to get on MetaFast. You log on to MetaFastKen.com, MEDIFASTKEN. I'm going too fast. MetaFastKen.com. Enter DRKEN to save $50 on the product when you buy it from MetaFast to lose that weight. Or if it's easier for you, call them toll-free, 800-506-4115. Use Dr. Ken as a code, save that $50, 800-506-4115, or MetaFastKen.com.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
888-553-7536. The number to keep in mind every weekend at this time. Get your questions answered medically by Dr. Ken Kronhaus on Good Day.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here on the air every weekend at this time. 888-553-7536, the connection line. Interesting news this week for those of you who were worried about melamine in all the food we're importing from China. Cadmium may be the latest problem. Cadmium-tainted rice, Ken, the new scare of the season. A study suggesting that 10 to 60% of rice that's sold in our country that comes from China may contain cadmium. Cadmium, isn't that the stuff that creates high blood pressure?
Oh, cadmium poisoning is not a good thing. Why are there so many problems with products coming from that part of the world?
Because the Chinese don't give a damn.
Wow.
And we're foolish enough to buy all this junk from them. Remember, wasn't there cadmium in glasses at McDonald's or something last year at Christmas time? Don't I remember?
Yeah, from that part of the world, yes.
Yeah, they made over there. Aye. Okay, let's return to our part of the world. Christine is in Illinois. Christine, you're on with Dr. Ken. Hi.
Hello. Good
Hi,
morning.
Christine.
Thanks
Hi.
For taking my call.
Yes.
I am calling because I'm trying to get an idea, I guess, of where to go. I feel like I'm just kind of spinning my wheels right now.
Let me help, Christine.
Right now, I've got some issues, autoimmune thyroiditis, celiac disease, and lymphocytic colitis that are current diagnoses that I have on several medications for those things. But it seems like every month something new is coming up. And since about June, I've been intaking about between a gallon and a half and 2 gallons of water every day, excessive thirst. And, of course, along with that, excessive urination, urinating anywhere from 5 to 47 times at night.
Mm.
So I've been getting about less than about 3 hours of sleep because it's about urinating at least once every 5 to 7 minutes with the water intake. My extremities, my hands, and my feet, doesn't matter what the weather is like, are like iceberg cold. And my hands have completely dried up. They crack. They peel.
Christine?
Yes?
Let me help you, because there is one unifying diagnosis which would cause excessive urination, thirst, and cold extremities. It's called diabetes insipidus, which is a little bit different than the diabetes you usually think about, diabetes mellitus, which is the common one where your sugar is very high. You know, diabetes just means excessive urination, believe it or not. That's how most people with high sugar present. They urinate too much or they're thirsty. But the cool aspect about it makes me think about it could be the usual diabetes mellitus, but this also could be diabetes insipidus, where your kidneys are not sensitive to a hormone, antidiuretic hormone, which makes you not do all this urination when you don't need to. The next step for you, because that's what you're really looking for. If you have a thyroiditis, I'm sure you have an endocrinologist, correct?
Yes.
Go to your endocrinologist. Tell them that you talked to another doctor with your symptoms of excessive urination, thirst, and cold extremities. The concern about diabetes, especially diabetes insipidus, came up, and you'd like to be evaluated, okay?
Could I just ask one more question?
Absolutely.
Really quick? With this diabetes, what you're talking about, I had spoken to my doctor about the excessive water and that, and he said, you know, it's probably a psychological issue. Stop drinking that much water and you'll stop urinating.
Christine.
So I cut back to
yes.
8 bottles of water a day, and the next day that I went in, they told me I was dehydrated.
Okay. Christine, this doesn't sound, there is psychological polydipsia, just excessive excessive intake of water, a psychological problem where you drink too much. It doesn't sound to me like it is. You usually don't have associated cool extremities with it. I don't think this is a psychological issue, and you've proven
okay.
the doctor wrong there by trying that out. This is not the kind of diabetes that's associated with excessive sugar. That's diabetes mellitus. This is a different kind of problem. It's called diabetes insipidus, and I would be very concerned that that's what you have, okay?
Okay. Thank you very much for your time.
My
sure,
pleasure. Let us know.
That's always a sad, you hear those kind of stories, you get kind of sad. Hopefully she'll take your advice and get some help.
It's not always in the mind, especially a young woman. Young women do get real problems.
Speaking of the mind, again, some calls coming in from people asking for me to further define Saroscan. I think I've done about as much as I can, but you can go online to Saroscan.com, Cerescan. All right. As a matter of fact, I think they're calling right now. Dr. Ken Kronaus here on the Good Day Weekend program. Dr. Ken and Dr. Doug. Ken has a license. I don't, but it's okay. 59 past.